some topics I've been asked to speak on. I'll just go through it briefly. Some topics I've been asked to speak on by devotees from Mayapur Institute have kindly asked me to speak on a few topics which I've written down. I'm looking at the piece of paper in front of me. The first one, what is real education according to Srila Prabhupada? Maybe there's something wrong with that topic. What could be wrong with that? Well, not exactly wrong, but Srila Prabhupada, as a genuine guru, taught that it's not according to him, it's not what he says that is the ultimate evidence, praman, but what is in Shastra. So he would always say, according to Shastra this, according to Shastra that. I believe that many of the misunderstandings surrounding our movement are because we don't always, as Srila Prabhupada himself stated when he commented in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita on the Guru Shad Sadhu Shastra Bhaka Chitete Korea Oika, on this stanza from Narottam Das Thakur, that Srila Prabhupada wrote that Shastra is the center, so we don't always do that. Srila Prabhupada came as a representative of Shastra, highly empowered, is authoritative for us, his followers. He explained Shastra to us, but still we should remember that Shastra is the center. So in Shastra there is much discussion of education, Vidya Bhagavatavati, the ultimate limit of knowledge is Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Upanishads we have a discussion of Paravidya and Aparavidya. Both means transcendental knowledge and non-transcendental knowledge. Both the descriptions even of what is material knowledge, that's mostly also from Shastra. That means the Vedangas and much in Shastra is also material. So what is real education, according to Srila Prabhupada? He often stressed, the first thing to understand is that we're not the body. What is the difference between the body and the soul? Srila Prabhupada so many times said that there are so many big educational institutions in the world, but they don't teach the beginning of education, as we find Krishna began his education in Bhagavad Gita by teaching the difference between the body and the soul. That was the first teaching of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, but before... Before that also he spoke, and we find in his chastising Arjuna, there's an important message for education there also. Education has become central to human life. Formal academic education all over the world. And here in India also, the government a few years ago passed the Right to Education Act, with the idea that every child has the right and actually should be educated. And their idea of education is to fill your brain with all kinds of rascaldom and nonsense so that you can become a brainwashed minion of their demoniac society. So to understand what is real education, first we have to become de-educated from all the wrong ideas we got before we came in contact with Srila Prabhupada. What goes on in the name of education is misleading. Bhaktivinoda Thakur famously said, Jaro vidya jato maya bhaibhav tomar bhajane badha moha janameya anitya sanshari jivke kare gadha. Materialistic knowledge is simply a display of maya, of illusion, and it's an obstacle in Krishna, in worshipping Krishna. In this temporary material world, it simply gives rise to illusion and turns the jiva into an ass. Just like the ass carries heavy weights which are of no use to him. So the foolish maya aparita jnana, educated person whose actual knowledge is covered by illusion, he knows so many things, but his knowledge just weighs him down. It's just a useless burden which he carries around and which carries him from birth to birth. So real education means to understand the difference between the body and soul, to understand them suffering in this material world, to come out of the material world. Krishna, he began his education in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna by chastising Arjuna. That's also important for us to understand. Shastric education, Vedic education, works on the principle of pranipat, pariprashna, and seva. It's a guru-disciple relationship. The modern educational system is you pay some money, you go to a school, you spend some time, the teacher is also paid, and it's a job for him. The student has no obligation to the teacher, rather the teacher is his paid servant, or his parents' paid servant, and there can be no proper education in such an atmosphere. The boys, they have to learn humility by going out and begging, which is illegal or impractical in most countries of the world. Nowadays, they could still go out for book distribution time to time, but daily begging is maybe not so practical. But the whole method of education, compared to the just trying... You have books, and what's in the book, you have to get it in your brain and spout it out again. That's education, according to the modern idea. And then you get a certificate. Qualified idiot. So this conception of education that we have from the materialistic school system is... First, that's the first thing, to be de-educated from that, deprogrammed. What does it mean, student? The word student we don't find so much in Shastra. There are words, chhatra, which gives the idea of one who is sheltered, and vidyarthi. I don't know if that's actually a Shastric word or if it's just something made up to translate the English word student, but means one whose purpose is to attain knowledge. But the word that we find in Shastra again and again and again and again and again is Shishya, which means that he's in a relationship with the Guru of being under his discipline. And that's with affection also, Vishrambena, Guru Seva. With great affection one serves the Guru. So it's not just education and cramming something in, but there's a relationship between the Guru and the disciple. And the disciple has the understanding that I can't really understand anything by my own prowess, but it's only by the blessings of the Guru, as Krishna himself explained, or he discussed with Sudama when they met after so many years, that it's only even though they left the Gurukul, but they discussed among themselves that only by the blessings of the Guru can one live happily and piously in this world. Krishna was able to speak Bhagavad Gita and so effective because of the blessings of his guru. Sandipani Muni blessed him that whatever you say, that will remain respected and extend in human society forever. So by the blessings of his guru, the Bhagavad Gita became so prominent in human society. That's, of course, you may say, well, it's Krishna speaking, therefore, but Krishna himself submitted himself to a guru. So in education, this is really the way it's done. If there's going to be a spiritual exchange, the guru-disciple relationship has to be established. Otherwise, even studying Shastra, we're more likely to get an opposite effect. That instead of becoming humble, vidya dadati vinayam, knowledge is supposed to give humility. One has to be humble to even begin to accept knowledge, and the result of actually becoming knowledgeable is that one becomes humble. So, and we'll have to see if the it's not just a matter of amassing information, but it's Vedic education is meant for character building. The disciple has to perform service. The guru has to take interest in the disciples, and not just in their learning, but in their whole life and their spiritual development, their character. This is how Vedic education works. It's the Gurukul system. So the importance of Shastric, education means, it says here, the importance of Shastric education. Education means Shastric education. Otherwise you could call this training to be an engineer, Shudra. Education, well, I guess you could call it that. It's the perverted reflection of actual education. But real education means to understand who am I, who is God, what is my relationship, and all the details of that. So that is important. Nothing without that, there's no meaning to life. So we can't underestimate. It's not importance. Just like we might say that, well, doing some exercise daily is important, and eating is important, and brushing your teeth is important. So it's not in the category of all these kind of things. It's in a completely different category, the importance of Shastric education. Without that, however nicely you brush your teeth or tie your dhoti, everything is meaningless. The benefits of Shastric education, well, the benefit that will be seen in how one is actually becoming a devotee of Krishna. After studying, it will be, of course, a certificate is given, but the real certificate is how, after studying, the devotee becomes more convinced to serve Krishna, more convinced of the veracity of everything that Srila Prabhupada states, more convinced to share this knowledge with others, more convinced about Krishna consciousness. And that's seen not just in the talking, but in the whole life of the devotee. So the benefit, that should be the benefit, that one actually becomes significantly more Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada's vision on Shastric study. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada wanted all his disciples to study. He gave guidelines for that, courses based on, especially on Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Nectar of Devotion, Ishopanishad. So his vision was there for Bhakti Shastri courses, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhoma. So that's well known. Benefits of studying Shastra in the Dham. Yeah, the holy Dham. especially in Navadvipa Dham, has the current of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu flowing through that. So if one connects, even if one doesn't connect, just by being here one is benefited, but if one connects to that current, then that's very powerful for helping us to advance in Krishna consciousness. So those who come to study here, I would suggest that first, before whatever course they're studying, first they get some orientation to the Dham. What does it mean to be here? It's not just another place in this material world. What is the holy Dham? Why we are here? How this is not the material world? How to live here in the consciousness that this is the holy Dham, and to take full advantage of being here? Studying Shastra is particularly for devotees who, for the sake of establishing Varnashram Dharma, will be designated as Brahmanas. So they should, apart from the Shastric study, they should also learn what it means to be a Brahmana, to live and act as a Brahmana. They should understand also that studying Shastra means that one is meant to share it. Brahmana is not meant to study just for his own benefit, but is meant to share it. So these are a few thoughts. Hare Krishna.